What's up, everybody? Welcome to a returning episode of the Safe Data Cast. We're back, folks. It's a new year, and a new year means a new fantasy critic draft. We had some technical difficulties, so we're getting in. I'm your host, David. Joining me is our leader, Zach. He's like there below me. Below him is Chris. Chris is cool.
Hi, it's me.
On the other side is Prit. Pointing the wrong way. On the other side is Pridge.
I won last year.
I was going to say that, but you got it covered. I didn't. Right next to Pridge is Elise.
What up, party people?
The future the liberals desire. And we also have Carl with us.
I didn't win last year.
At all. You sure didn't. Not even a little bit.
Angerfoot, though.
And not pictured on the screen because I didn't have a layout set up for seven people is Jason. Hello, voice of Jason.
Just put Jason in the corner. It'll be fine.
Be careful where you get your ice cream from nowadays.
Oh, no.
No relevance at all, but that's really be careful. Good.
Jason dead center.
That's from the pre-show, and no one else is going to get that. All right, folks. Fantasy Critic Draft. This is how it works. It works like fantasy football, mainly. So if you have any fantasy sport thing, if you have any familiarity with that, it's pretty similar. We have all created publishers, and as part of this process, we are going to draft five games. And then we'll have extra games to draft later. What we are trying to do is pick games that will both A, release, and B, score well. The more points it gets on OpenCritic/Metacritic, the more points we get in our fantasy league. And that's just going to run out through the whole year. Everything from every point from a 70 to a 90 on Open Critic will grant us 1 point for the pick. Every point above 90 is 2 points for the pick. So getting an 85 on a game will give us 15. Getting a 94 will give us like 28. So yeah. And then if a game gets below a 70, you lose points. -1 for each point down to a 50, and then -2 for each one below 50. So if any of us had picked Gollum last year, we'd have been done and dusted.
Insta lose.
Yeah.
Done by golf score.
It's true. We just do by golf score. At the end, we're also each going to get a counter pick where we pick a game from someone else's draft list, and we will get the inverse points of that game. So if the game does well, we lose points. If the game does badly, we gain points. Ideally, everyone's looking to counterpick stuff that hopefully won't come out, so it just nets out to zero, because we're only picking five games each. Unlikely that we're going to get big old negatives unless someone's a dingus and draft Suicide Squad. I think that's pretty much it. There's only one special slot, and we don't have to do it during the draft. At any point during the year, you must pick a game that is a new franchise, can't be a sequel. At least one.
I would be shocked if we got through this draft.
Be shocked if we didn't do it already. But that is a thing that you need to do. And I think that's pretty much it.
Space Child does ask, DLC doesn't count, right? DLC does count, assuming it gets enough reviews.
Yeah, it's weird.
DLC is a risk.
In general, it's only very large DLCs,
upcoming Elden Ring.
The Horizon,
Cyberpunk, Phantom Liberty. Is a great example that did crazy numbers.
MMO expansions, yay or nay?
Yes, those are. Yeah. And those I know count? Exactly oh, what wow. you're thinking.
I think Destiny last year. I mean,
that actually counts.
It's yeah. Destiny and FF14.
Because they're effectively like new DLC games.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Today. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Shut up.
And because I know we're filming this on the 11th, Prince of Persia reviews just came out today. We can't draft it because it already has review scores.
So what's that though? That
87.
Like 87 is doing great.
Thank them all, our Patreons!
Burger Bun, Mr. Cola Bun, Andy Cosmo, Dave Hall, Lucha and Sofino, HSM, Earn Less, Crow Knight, Danny, Antilester, Kevin Asian, Shadow, Navi,
Witch Tower, Sky, Urlock, Hyde, Selfaria, Arky, Lorenzic, Beck, Nicole, JFJ, Mystic, Woody,
Leprechaun, Jacobel, Crimson, Chrissy, Sheber, Steam, Riger, Rilla, Jolie, Soul Masters, BBC, Watt, and Sherlock, Mr. Mercosil, Art, Ami, Borshock,
Amelia, Super Cool, Panic, Pan, Fluff, Guff, Shrim, Ari, Diego, Garcia, Charlie, and Boomer, Emily,
Mega Zero, Big Kerr, Bo, Who Needs to Sleep, Aleia, Yakta, Est, Ever Entropy, Daedric, and Seraphina, Maho, Stars, The Driver, 458, Tasty Moribar,
Jeff Warner, Desperate, Crest, QB, Nagashi, Mickey, AC, The Jester, Haruka, Nayaki,
Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rats, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Pondering Scribe, Zeal Croissant, Fulfilla, Written Word, Shade the Punisher, Sevilla.
Thank them all, our Patreons.
Okay. With that, let's run through our teams real quick, and then we'll get this draft started.
Do you want to just announce them as we get to our person, just we start the draft?
You know what? That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Starting the draft, we did randomize the order, so nothing.
Oh, I'm fourth.
That's good.
Fourth is great.
That's a good spot. You're right in the middle.
If I was fourth or fifth last year, I would not have gotten crunched for my pick the same thing I did.
I'm last, which makes the thing I'm trying to do this year.
I drafted FE above Tears of the Kingdom because I'm a fucking fanboy.
All right.
Oh, don't worry, Chris. Nobody's going to take a fucking
skull and bones
from you.
I have started the draft with first pick.
I'm probably getting my game because there's no way Zach's getting mine.
First pick overall.
Zero chance Zach grabs it.
This is going to be me. I am Lollipop Kick Productions.
What is that?
Parody of Sucker Punch.
Not familiar.
Oh.
Games. I thought you were parodying Lollipop Chainsaw.
Nope.
We can remake coming.
Did that not come out already?
No, I don't think so.
You can draft it. It's on there.
I surely won't, because the original one didn't do well in the first place. I don't know why they're remaking this game.
Because Zack Schneider's popular.
General Horn.
James Gunn, not Zack Schneider.
I was like, what? Listen, heavy is the crown for the first round draft pick, usually, except for last year, because it was fucking Zelda with the heart with a bullet.
I mean, the year before it was Elden Ring. It wasn't Zelda.
Yeah, you're right. Zelda and Elden Ring.
Well, last year was
not good enough.
Fire Emblem.
It was Fire Emblem, actually.
Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Because of a madman.
Yeah. I didn't lose, so
that's true.
Oh, it's actually kind of tough because there's a lot of good ones coming out that have confirmed release dates. But I think to make things quick, I am going to take Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Thank God. Thank you.
Easy pick, yeah.
It's Thank guaranteed you. To do well, and game. It has a release date. So
soon, leap day.
I would never have drafted anything Final Fantasy, even if I had a bullet to
my head. We know.
We are winning.
You did draft Square Enix game Forspoken.
That's not the same thing. Yeah. It's not their Final Fantasy.
Still funny to me.
I shouldn't have drafted that game. It was bad.
It was funny because you were like, wait, you were like, I didn't draft any Square Enix game. We were like, yes, you did. You're like, Damn it, shit, no.
All right, Jason, you're up.
Okay, so.
Oh, introduce look, I was your publisher myself, too.
First of all, my publisher name is Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Want FE, Twice on the Pipe If The Answer Is No. And that pipe will not be shooting ice cream out, let me tell you. Anyway.
Oh, God.
I'm in a mood. We were just talking about hitting some animals, some vultures and stuff. I actually my foot is pretty angry right now.
Stop.
But I unfortunately I think how do I even pick it? I don't even know how I pick games. Where do I go? Do I have to be at the main page?
It's at the top or on the left when you're on the thing.
Yeah.
Homepage?
League page. And if it's not there, just refresh the page and it should show up.
Oh, yeah,
I will murder you if you're doing what I think you're going
to
do.
Yeah, I think I had to refresh it too once you started.
Yeah. So, but yeah, my foot was pretty angry and I like kicking, but I think I deserve to get more recognition as a fighting game lover, so I'm taking Tekken 8.
That was also in my top three.
That was going to be Tekken 8.
A good pick. It's like a guarantee.
It's going to do well.
Yeah, Tekken 8 is going to do at least an 85 or a 90.
No chance is below an 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. All right.
For my boy Yoshimitsu.
So my team name is Alan Wake Me Up When September Ends.
I think yours is my favorite of the
He's only picking games that release after September. That's right, folks.
None of them have release dates yet.
It's pretty funny, but I'm not going to do that. I am going to draft. Yeah, let's just be on brand. I'm going to draft Persona 3 Reload.
Damn it! That was, I mean, nice. That wasn't going to make it back to me. That was my other one that I was like,
yeah, nope.
That's not making it back all of
it. It was like either I steal Persona 3 from Fridge or I steal FF7 from David. Who's
Zach,
it going to be?
Zach, I was going to take that before you.
See how it is. See how it is.
Those are some good ones. Persona. I really wanted all those, but I think everyone knows that. Oh, also, my publisher name, G-Type Games. I ran out of cool stars. I ran out of things like millisecond pulsars. And
honestly, I was like, what fucking weird space thing is what? This?
Blitzars and wolf rates. So I just find stars are usually classified like O type, S type. So G type for games.
For gamer. The gamer
thing. Yeah, G's for gamer.
Gamer type stars.
Gamers can't find the G type.
I hate you.
It's like when Twitch tweeted that thing that was like the G in LGBTQ stands for gamer.
Did
they do that?
Yup.
Wow, I would have fired everyone.
Hey, well, Pridge, guess what? They just laid off a third of their staff, so that works out good.
I made myself sad.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good pick. It's a good pick. People are very excited for this game.
Ooh. I forgot you get the sound effect when it's your turn to pick. Reminder to people in the group, don't watch the stream because you're going to see my
list. Yep. I'll look away on your turn.
Hey, folks, you're fools if you don't. Oh, my watch list isn't there. It's fine. I know what I'm drafting. You're all fools for not taking this. That is Final Fantasy 14, Dawn Trail, new expansion.
It's gonna get like a 90. Hey, fucking Endwalker. Endwalker's release was dog shit, so it could happen again.
Endwalker got a 93.
Chris. Oh, not Endwalker. What's the one before Endwalker? Shadowlands.
Shadowbringers got like an 89.
Really? Everyone says it's the worst piece of dog shit that ever came out. Like
the Final Fantasy 14 expansions have consistently just gone up on OpenCritic. Yeah. Like the first one was like an 83, then it went up to like an 85, 89, 93. Jesus. So the line only goes up, right?
The community of FF who like to whine don't get to vote in this review system. So Stormblood was brr.
And it still was like a mid 80s on OpenCritic. Like it still
I crazy good. Played that day one. I beat the whole thing in like 3 days.
I forgot to introduce my publisher.
Yeah.
My publisher is Septuple Suitable Games.
What's that reference to, dude?
Double Fine. Every year it just goes up by one.
Have we really been doing this that long?
Oh, God. Yeah.
The first one was three, so three, yeah, four, yeah. five, three, six.
Yeah,
seven,
it's our fifth year.
Wow. Yeah,
the first one.
David has won twice. I have won twice. Right. And this is year five.
Did Chris win the other one?
No, this is our
fifth. No, this is the fifth year. It's two fuckers have won.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I think the best Bridge, place I ever got was second. Everything else has been bad.
Pridge won the inaugural with Around the Monitor. I won the first two with Save Data, and then Pridge won the last one with Save Data.
Yes.
Which shows you how long we've been doing this, because our channel was called Around the Monitor the first time.
Waiting on that C&D.
Carl was still in diapers back then. Holy shit.
Okay.
My boy. Carl.
Carl. Oh,
it's my turn. Sorry.
It's your turn.
Sorry. My bad.
What's your developer name, dude? What's your...
Come! And it stands for Choking Under Malaysia.
That's not what you told me, Carl.
Yeah, not even...
Don't worry about it.
What did you try to make it be called?
Sorry, anywhere beneath the country of Malaysia, if you choke, you're involved.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, chat. Carl told me it stood for cumin something mouth.
No, cumin under mistletoe.
Oh, under mistletoe, sorry. Cumin under mistletoe.
That was better, but I forgot that one.
Gun to his head, said, say a word that begins with M, and he said Malaysia.
mistletoe can be worldly.
All right, pick your game.
Okay, so first round pick, you gotta go heavy. We're going anger. Fuck, it fell. Shit, hold on.
Carl, did you just say you're going
through my shoe? It's anger foot, baby.
Who throws a shoe?
Wait,
because I'm angry.
There's no way he's doing it. Is he doing it for the meme?
Oh, he's absolutely doing it. He grabbed it.
He did it for the meme.
We did it, folks. I gotta go pick up my shoe. Hold on.
Does NGE stand for never getting fucking out or something like that? Jesus Christ.
New game franchise.
All right.
Vic, who could not make it tonight, their publisher name is very good. Living in Games, so Horny Together. Shout out to Lights.
No shout out to Lights.
Is the game Vic Wanted still in the list?
Yes, hold on. I have from the Vic delegation, I have the envelope here of the first round draft pick. Yakuza, the new one.
No!
Oh, Vic! I was not making it back to you.
I know.
That's Infinite Wealth, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually also have...
good game is making it back to him. What the hell, man?
I also have their next...
Do you think we're not... Do you think no one else in this league pays attention?
No, Fridge. Everyone else, nobody picks games. It's just me taking the best games.
Very excited for this game, though. Last one was really good.
Me too. I'm mad hyped.
And then next up is Chris.
It's me.
Oh, you're
hi.
Next to each other. That's cute.
I'm coming from the developer of Surely Silk Song comes out this year, right?
hey. It's gotta come out this year, right?
Do you want to draft it and find out, Chris? Like, well, Fridge and I have both done?
That's very interesting, because I'm drafting Hollow Knight Silk Song.
The third different person, the first round draft pick Silk Song.
Chris, I'm not going to lie.
Can we do this?
If Final Fantasy 14 wasn't up, I was going to first pick Silk Song.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, that's a good move. My watch list isn't good. That's a shame. Okay. I have to remember what else I had on it. Fuck.
Refresh the list. Maybe it'll fix it.
I have two games on my mind. I have to ad lib.
I know what my extra is anyway, because I'm swinging, and I'm swinging for the fences, baby. Mina the Hollower.
Okay.
He's running it back, baby.
And if you can't figure out what my theme is yet, I'm risking it all. I'm going for huge, tremendous risks. Games that either will not come out or will come out and do well. That's it. Or will be somehow terrible despite years of us anticipating a good game.
For those who don't know, Mina the Hollower is the next game from Yacht Club. It's a kind of old school Zelda-like.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Mina the Hollower by Yacht Club, a studio that loves releasing games on time.
I mean, it already got delayed out of December.
They released upwards of zero games on time.
Is Vic just getting like a random game here then? Is what
For Vic's next pick, I have Hades 2.
Okay.
No! God damn it.
That's a risky one too, because if it goes into early access and doesn't get rated, it won't.
That Hades 1 was too big that even if the game released in early access, it's going to get a million reviews.
I agree with that.
That's probably fair.
That is accurate.
Whereas I think Hades 1 did not. Like
There was a setting.
Picks there, actually. That's a very strong core. That's why I like going sometimes in the back end. You get some two solid picks.
There was a setting that the guy who made this added since the last time we drafted an early access game that lets early access reviews count. So they'll count now.
Oh, okay.
So if it gets reviewed in early access, we won't have to do anything.
That'll definitely count.
There's no way Carl's taking this game.
I have one more for Vic. I don't think it's going to make it back to her. So
there's no way Carl's taking this game. We're good, Carl.
Hold, please hold my thing.
Carl's going to pick the next Fire Emblem remake.
No.
Hey, my watch list is an official release date.
You're not allowed to pick that Fire Emblem unless you've played the original four, FE4.
Oh,
which would take years to play. So
Jason, you're gatekeeping like a motherfucker.
No one could play it before it came out anyway. We'd be fine. It's the longest game in the series.
Jason's like
RD.
Gatekeep girl boss Green 8-Ball.
I will.
Wow, nice.
I will.
For my next pick, claws up, motherfuckers. We're going another year with another Crab's Treasure, baby.
It's a good choice.
I played that. That was pretty fun.
Is it the Souls like?
Yeah. It's made by the people who did Office.
Going under.
Yeah, you can look at a fucking block.
All right. Don't watch the stream, people in here. I gotta draft a new game, and I do want my watch list for this one.
This
is free, y'all. Microsoft Flight Sim 2024. Free 90. Thank you.
God damn it.
Yeah, it has to come out. It's got the number and the name. And here's the thing. If it doesn't come out, you deserve a refund. I don't know from who. Somebody
might win best strategy game of the year.
My employer?
Dude, it's the obvious pick for best strategy game.
so fucking dumb.
Holy shit. About Fantasy Critic is you build up this whole watch list, and then by the time it's your second pick,
all of them are gone. Yeah. Wow, mine are still here, baby.
Yeah, we're drafting, I believe, 5 games. Like, you need like a lot of stuff in your watch list because we all share the same brain cells.
No.
Except for Jason. Jason,
get out of my head, plane. Dude. This game's sick.
Okay. Ghostly Paladin. That's a good question. Like, does an HD remaster remake count? So the way this is set up is a just plain remaster is not something you can pick. A remake is eligible. So like Super Mario RPG from this past year would have been eligible.
Speaking of Super Mario RPG.
No, you fucker! Why did you remind them that it's coming out?
No, I was looking at it. Looking at it as you said it. Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door Remake.
Jason might forget that it's coming out.
Zach. No. It's my favorite RPG of all. It's the best one. Sorry.
It's so good. It's so good.
All right. I have to.
Good pick, Louise.
That's a free 85.
Okay. All right, I have to stick to my guns on this one.
Do it. Star Citizen will come out this year.
Because I fucking love the last game that this company put out. And I don't know if this one's going to be good, but I got to do it.
I also hope it's good, Pridge.
It's the absolutely trashly named Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah! Shit. Vanillaware game, let's go!
With an absolute trash name. But I love 13
Sandals. Oh, that's what this fucking game is called.
Yeah. Elisa ruined one of my picks I had because I'm the intelligent systems kind of guy. That's how it goes. But it's fine. I have a backup. I think this game slipped that it's coming out this year. And I'm pretty happy that it made it this far because I think this is a free 90. If I can find where it is or what it's named, please. Let me look. Yes, I think, in my opinion, this is a free 90 because, kids these days. I am picking the other RPG, and she's finally coming out and getting her own game. I'm picking the Peach game because
nice. I respect that.
That game is going to do all right, I think. We'll see.
I think it's going to do good. I don't know about free Fridge, 90, but I think that game's going to do good. I'm excited for it.
Fridge, I wrote Unicorn Overlord in my notes, but I wrote it as, what's that Atlas Fire Emblem clone with all the twinks?
That's good.
I forgot to Google it.
You had it.
Yeah, I was right. I'm objectively correct.
You're right.
Okay,
there.
So I should be getting 2 games in a row, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Nintendo never failed me.
Nice. Okay. Oh, let's see here. That's probably really smart to just pick those two.
Oh, here, miss. Chat. This shouldn't change anything.
Metroid Prime 4 and Metroid Prime 5.
You're right.
hey, quit spoiling my watch list.
We already talked about DLCs and a big one that probably will come out this year.
Shocked it lasted this long.
I should have got it, but I wanted to be on brand.
Yeah, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree. If it comes out, it's going to do great. If it comes out.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come out.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It's either end of this year or start of next year.
Yeah. And for my second pick, do I go Hellblade 2?
I don't even know what that means.
I make another pick?
Zach's those trying
are the,
to,
those, you know, those
Zach's
are
trying
the options.
To incept Hellblade 2 or into something someone else's.
Those
list.
Are your options.
Yeah, that's the only two. Yeah, I think we're gonna go Hellblade 2 because it's gotta come out this year, right?
They did at least put a year on it this time.
Yeah,
I would feel pretty safe about coming out this year, truthfully. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
Xbox gotta have something coming out this year.
They do. So. They do.
Other than Microsoft Flight Sim 2024.
I didn't think we'd make it this far. It's just pretty rough. I didn't think I'd make it this far.
You were right to say?
No, these two games, fuck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's got a choice. Ooh.
No, I actually don't. Okay. What is this game? I've never heard of it. I'm doing this because I need a new game franchise. It sounds cool. Who made this game?
Oh no.
What's the game?
Give me a hold on, sir. Commish, my bad.
I think if you click on it, it will actually tell you.
It should, yeah.
Do this. You know what? I've never heard of this game in my life.
Oh, and no, it worked say.
Really clearly well for me for that one game that I like failed me completely. For just fucking bullshit, yeah. I'm doing Rise of Ronin game because I have no other.
That's at least an 80. You're good there.
I need a new game franchise.
Making that.
Yeah, that's a good
that
one.
Was Team on Ninja. My watch list.
Right.
It's the Neo, but like less demons.
Yeah, yeah. We all thought it was Neo. Yeah, I remember now.
It's Neo, but not demons.
I mean, it is fucking Neo. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Neo is like an 85-ish game, so that's a solid pick.
What is Neo at on OpenCritic?
It's 80 around mid-80s. 85. Yeah,
it's mid-80s.
I bet you 2 is like a couple points higher because that's where it should be.
Yeah. Neo 2 is significantly better than Neo 1.
Yeah, but like review-wise, it's only going to get a couple more points.
Neo 2 is at 81. 85, sorry.
Neo 1's at like lower 80s.
Neo 1's at 88. Did someone say more JRPGs? I did. It's another terribly named game.
No! I'm gonna take this time.
That was my if I didn't pick Hellblade 2, I was gonna pick.
See, that one I was going to allow myself in my theme because it will probably not release because it's Atlas and it's slated for late 2024.
Which apparently was initially called Project Re Fantasy. And honestly, that's better. And they both suck.
They should have called it Project Triangle Fantasy.
They should have called it Medieval Persona, and I would have been like, thank you.
I was going to say, for people who don't know what Metaphor Re Fantasio is, it's from the Persona devs. It is Persona.
It's like, Medieval Persona, yeah.
Medieval Fantasy.
It does seem like they're taking the personas out of the picture, which is kind of nice, because that does feel samey from game to game. So we'll see.
How long
if they're taking the personas out, what the fuck is it?
Well, I mean, like the persona the same, summons like, kind that of, are the kind, same but, across
but
every
just
game.
Instead of having like you know Arsene, you're just dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna do it. Yeah, they're gonna do like because they also did the Fight of the Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei crossover. So they
got to do. Yeah, it did so well that
Tokyo
they
Mirage
made another one.
Sessions Sharp FE or something like that.
Yeah, that game's actually really good.
No, but I know it. I like it.
The name
is so bad. Yeah,
you and all 12 people who played it.
I don't think the Switch got a re-release on the Switch even. So
did
someone must
does
have
it?
Enough.
Oh,
I might. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I might play that. I don't know. It was on the Switch.
Virian sends his regards.
At least
I'm
going
to pick up. Yeah. No, I know. I was just waiting for y'all to stop bickering.
Sorry, Elise. I was saying you were up to get us to stop bickering, not to say you were actually.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm going to go with Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2.
Balls. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Spice Marie.
I've got a game that I really want, but I don't think anyone's going to pick, at least not this round. So.
All right. What
we'll
is,
see about that.
What's still left for my freaking watch
we'll
list? Let's find out. Can't draft that.
Chris is the only one that would take it.
That came out.
I hope it's only a bunch of drafts.
Make sure I keep cleaning my watch list.
A bunch of that stuff's taken.
That's a.
I think I can get that for free.
No.
I can't imagine this is what you're contemplating. Shit. Oh, I bet you it's that.
I didn't realize that while I walked away, Jason picked Rise of the Ronin. Damn it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. How did you react to that, buddy?
I shouldn't have said anything,
like a
Chris.
Zach game.
Because now you might take
it. I'm surprised you didn't take that, Zach.
There's two things on my list, at least, that I'm certain are on your
right
list.
Up your alley.
One I'm about to draft, one I'm not about to draft, and I'm betting
I almost picked it.
Well, you have two picks.
You know...
Yeah, I know. I'm drafting. The other thing I'm drafting is not on your list. Don't worry about that. It's one of my bad picks.
I could probably wait for this until later, but I'm going to take it now. Shout out to all the heroes in Ukraine, because I'm taking Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. Mm. I think that's actually finally coming out this year, and it looks insane.
I hope so. I hope it fucking does incredibly.
Stalker 2.
First person shooter.
Yeah, FPS in like kind of bombed out Chernobyl radiation shit. It's similar it's kind of similar to Metro, but without.
I was gonna say they're going for a bit of a Metro feel, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is yeah. I mean, the first one was similar to Metro too. They're
Stalker inspired Metro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this, it looks from what they've shown, which like, hey, isn't a ton because like they started this game, they showed this game, and then Russia invaded their fucking country. From what they've shown, it looks incredible.
The development of this fucking game has been cursed for a decade. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely cursed, but I think they're finally going to come out. And part of me just like wants to pick it to shout them out because like these devs are making a game while like
and hey,
their country's getting blown to shit. And
the
some
one
of
the trailer we got to see looked incredible.
Yeah, trailers have been great. Some of their developers have literally gone to war to keep Ukraine a sovereign nation and died. Mm. And like that's
damn.
I give them props. Yeah. Carl, you're up.
Yeah.
Carl's webcam okay. is. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, here you are. Cumin. Okay. So I had to bring the mood up. I didn't expect this to stay here, this song. Maybe this was the one Elise was talking about. I'm going Plucky Squire.
Yeah, that was the other one I was going to take, Carl. Yeah. Okay. I was between those two. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Carl, this definitely wasn't on my radar.
Okay.
Plucky Squire, for those who don't know, is like. Mixture of 2D and 3D Zelda in like the same game looks super cool. Devolver's publishing
it. Yeah, that one does look really cool.
It looks rad.
It looks really cute.
But also, you're in like a world of toy. Like you're a toy and a bunch of.
I guarantee you, we are going to play that game on stream when it comes out.
Billion percent.
Guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, Angerfoot too, right?
Man, we unfortunately will have to play.
We have to at this point. Yeah. Are you crazy?
We can't meme something this much and then just.
Wait, is
not
Carl actually?
It?
Oh, sorry, it's Vic's turn. I should pick a random game.
Yeah, you can't skip.
I don't believe I can. No, so I'll just give Vic a random game from the bottom of the list.
Sure.
And then they can drop it and pick something.
Well, I think he can force drop them afterwards.
Yeah, actually. I can swap. Yeah.
It is so she doesn't lose spots for
Yeah.
Still releasing drops.
No, fuck them for putting Foam Stars at the bottom of the list. Come on.
It's based on how many people have drafted it already. So Foam Stars is
come on.
I think I can probably give them unannounced Forza Horizon game since not coming this year.
I mean, you can also give them whatever Haunty is.
I was going to say, what the fuck is Haunty? Yeah.
Oh, Haunty actually looked interesting.
Haunty.
Maybe I'm going to pick up Haunty in my next. Travel.
That's like when your dad's sister comes over.
Your aunt.
Oh, no.
Oh. Zach, what the fuck is
Haunty.
That?
Woof, Zach.
I love that that joke was so bad. I said the actual word.
Speaking of woof, as Prince just said, what's that? Do you guys hear it? Ow! I'm taking Dreadwolf, bitch. It's definitely coming out this year.
Chris, you are a madman.
Oh, yeah, you are crazy.
That's the new Dragon Age.
You are crazy. It is not coming out.
It's slated for summer of 2024.
Not a chance.
They can miss a whole season and still release. Well, don't worry, because did you think that was the only wolf-related thing Chris had in his list? No, because I'm taking The Wolf Among Us too.
That's not coming out. That's done.
Oh, all of my games are definitely coming out.
I could see Wolf Among Us 2 coming
done.
Out. I could see Wolf Among Us 2 coming out.
Okay, Chris, neither of those for the game I was working on.
Chris, I'm going to buy you the 3 Wolf Moon shirt for the...
Can I give
two wolves?
Can I give Vic foam? Can I give Vic foam stars for now? Without anyone,
sorry, really quick question. How many more?
Actually, foam stars is on my radar.
Are we all drafting 5 or 6?
I believe it's 5.
I thought it was 5.
So we have
then fine. You can give Vic foam stars because I was going to draft it, but I'm not going to have enough space.
God damn it!
I can give Vic. Donkey Kong platforming game that's also unannounced.
Oh,
do it.
Yeah,
do
pick it. That. Please.
Wait, that game is announced.
No, that's Donkey Kong versus Mario, Chris.
Yeah,
that's different.
Mario, a very different thing.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, you're up.
I was going to pick Foam Stars, by the way.
Gotta hold on.
Foam Stars is apparently good.
That's at least exactly. I'm risking it big.
That
game
gotta
is gonna come
NGO.
Out, do well, and then close in like a month.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't even think it's gonna do well. I think it's just gonna come out and close.
No, it's
I mean like critically do okay.
It's going to the Knockout City thing. People are going to go, this is great, and then stop playing it.
I mean, Knockout City at least lasted a year or two. That game was good.
That's true.
So, I have one of two choices here. Do both you? for the comedy's sake, because fuck playing seriously. Both technically in the same franchise. However, I'm doing this one for David. Baby, we're going Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Oh my god.
Carl.
What?
If that comes out, I might die from a heart attack.
David, I believe.
You shouldn't believe in that game coming out this year. All right,
game doesn't exist.
I'm picking Avert Your Eyes for my watch list. I think that's first.
Dave, I think you can safely say none of us are care about watch lists anymore.
Yeah. Most of watch list games are probably gone. Or
I had 50 games on my watch list.
Why, dude?
I was bored one day. Okay.
Yeah, some of us don't do things at work.
I do. Yeah. Hey, Cridge, that might have been true in the past. That has not been true for me for the past like 4 months.
I mean, to be fair, I also have been pretty busy at work.
Work's been a I might take that. I'm surprised.
There's actually one game I'm shocked.
How the fuck did no one take this yet? I'm taking Rise of the Golden Idol.
Yeah, that was on my short list of what I had left.
That was not on my list either.
Last one did really good.
Yeah.
I generally don't pick Activision Blizzard games for reasons you all understand.
You can't take your releases.
Yeah. It implies that I know things, and most of the time I don't, but it implies that I do.
Insider trading, which Activision Blizzard has never done.
I have absolutely no comment on the thing that Chris just said.
Oh, that's really funny. Leprechaun says, wait, wasn't there a prediction that a member of Save Data Team dies in 2027? Is that David? Because of Beyond Good and Evil 2 finally releasing?
Very true.
That's funny.
Could be.
Is that the year one of us dies?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm taking another gamble on the game I'm going to draft last, but... Homeworld 3 is what I'm grabbing now.
Thought about.
What? I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what the hell
that
is.
It's like a really cool space RTS that's in full 3D. Like,
Homeworld games are beloved. I'm just curious whether 3 does well.
Didn't know there was a 2.
Why would
you think there was a 1? I was going to keep memeing and just keep getting more JRPGs, but... How the hell has no one got Earthblade yet?
No! I thought I could sneak it! I thought I could sneak it! No!
What's that game?
It's the new game by Celeste.
Wait, you guys didn't pick that? No one.
How did Zacho David not pick his second round? Get him,
hey,
because I thought
Cridge.
Somebody was gonna pick it.
Yeah.
Get him, Cridge.
How do you think we are? We all play video games.
Cridge, apparently nobody else.
We haven't talked about Earthblade.
I had a release date.
We haven't talked about Earthblade in like. Okay, technically the first and last trailer they put out did say 2024.
My game, fuck yes, dude.
But they put out a trailer. They put out a trailer in 2022 saying 2024. So I was like, I'm gonna pick this up after because I'm not confident.
Yeah, it takes reminding me game that it's my fucking time to draft. Thanks, dude. I played the first one of these games. Let me look at this a second.
Man, Pridge, I'm fucking mad.
Yeah,
I'm shocked. It made it to a fourth round.
Like
pick.
We haven't talked about it in so long. I was like, no one's gonna see that name of the game and even remember what it is.
That's not that good of a game. I don't think.
I mean, that was me, and I like Celeste. So.
What is this?
It's also not a platformer, so like I don't know. I hope it's good. I hope it's great.
Fuck, that is risky.
I think I can sneak this next one. So I'm gonna try.
That's what I thought about Earthblade.
The other one I was gonna draft. I think I'm gonna draft this one first because I don't think the other one's gonna take it. I'm gonna draft. I don't know much about this game, but I'll look into it. But I'm gonna try Star Wars. Let's fucking do it.
That one looks like a solid at least an 80.
Yeah, when I look more into it, I might draft it, but it's Star Wars and it's
like Star Wars Outlaws, the Ubisoft.
I was gonna say, on my like little Excel sheet I was taking notes on for this, I literally wrote don't draft anything by Ubisoft. I just don't trust them anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
Their game just came out to an 87.
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Granted, that is the Rayman Origins, Rayman Legends team, but
that's their one for the year.
Chris, one for the fiscal year.
When are you drafting in Skull and Bones, Chris?
Hey, shut up.
All right, then I'm gonna make a risky move, but I think it's gonna come out this year. And if it do, oh, this isn't my pick list. This is my watch list. Fuck. And if it do, I think it's gonna do pretty well. That is, where the fuck is it? Avowed.
Oh, I want that one.
That was, at least that was what I thought you were going to draft.
No, that's not the one I was talking about, but wait, I did really? Want that. I also want that.
I'm just not confident it's 2024.
It's yeah, same. Yeah. It's Pillars of Eternity.
Oh, it is Pillars of Eternity.
But Skyrim.
But Skyrim, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks then, really good, and I love Pillars of Eternity, so.
Yeah.
And then it's
Obsidian, so.
Yeah.
Do I pick the game that I don't think anybody else will. No, what am I saying?
I believe this
nobody's
is
going to pick that game.
Just heads up. I believe this is the last round of picks.
This is the last, pick
the last round of the draft.
And then we'll go back and do counter pick.
Yeah. Then I will also take another game that doesn't have a confirmed release date. But if it does come out this year, I'll be pretty ding dang excited for it. Also, a game that might that is showing up at Xbox's thing next week. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
For counter picks? No, counter picking pick.
Oh, yes.
Unless
you can counter pick the first two picks. Oh, first two picks, you can counter pick.
Hades 2, which if it comes out, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And you can counter pick Yakuza, in which case you're fucked.
You are guaranteed losing at least 15 points.
My backup game made it this far. Jesus.
Grab it, Jason.
Do it.
Grab it by the gobbler.
Ew.
What is this? What is this game? Sorry, I'm looking at this. What is this?
What
this
is it called?
So bad. Black Myth Wukong. Yeah, that's
It's like a Souls-like. It's made by a really the team like, around it has a bunch of
that looks like Forspoken.
It looks alright as a game.
I'm going to pick a game I know, at least, and we'll see how good it is. I'm picking Little Nightmares 3.
All right. That's a very safe
That
pick.
Is a good pick.
I played the first one. The second one I've heard is not as good, but I could be wrong, and then we'll just do that. It's safe.
Man, I forgot they announced 3. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. That's safe.
All right. Well, I was away from JRPGs for way too long. I got I made me uncomfortable. It's time for Granblue Fantasy Relink.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on my list too.
You know, I played that at PAX as well, and that was pretty fun.
I'm so sorry, JRPG genre. I had to pick one game that wasn't from you.
From critic responses, call it pretty good.
Okay, this is the game I was worried about. Jason got to get Tekken 8 and say he's a fighting game fan.
No, I was going to pick this at least.
I'm picking the game that comes out one day before Tekken 8. Under Night Inland 2, System Celeste.
I was going to pick this at least.
That's the one I was worried about getting picked.
Yeah, it's the new Under Night. Their names are all fucking terrible.
So it is technically Under Night Inland 2. It looks like almost identical to the first game.
That is maybe the most offensive title to a video game I've ever seen.
Look up all the names in that series. That's fucking
you think,
horrible.
The you think
one
that
is
one's
called Under Night Inbreath 2 EXE Late CL-R.
No.
It's bad.
And that's evil culture. We'll see you in the toilets.
If you name your game that, you deserve no one to be able to find it on Google ever.
Would you say you deserve to have a multi-year tournament going on in a bathroom?
Yeah.
Man, what am I...
No, that's Melty Blood, which I've been playing...
Oh, you're right, it was Melty Blood, fuck.
One of the guys on my...
Isn't that the same game?
Yes.
It's the same devs, not the same game.
Let's be honest,
it's the same game.
One of the guys on my engineering team is, like, very high on Under Night Inbirth and is very ready for the next one. I was gonna just pick it.
It's like better than Skullgirls. It's so good.
I know, that's why I was gonna take it. The last one did pretty well too.
It's incredible. It's just got a terrible name. And it's got scantily clad anime like 13-year-olds. But that's great.
Okay, man, you had me until that last word.
Oh no, that game is like perverse as shit, but it's awesome.
Anime games are like known for aerial combat and Under Night is like no aerial.
Yeah,
it's no Except for, ashes, no like
the girl with the wind shoes.
Talon,
Hermes, but
It's not talent, but she has wins.
Yeah, but she's like a 14-year-old girl with a big honking sword.
Talent.
Oh, man.
Yo, pick fucking Skate Story, dude.
Are you looking at my watch list? Fuck you, Chris.
I'm looking at my watch list.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
You had Angerfoot on your watch.
Wait, why do you have a Skate Story on your watch?
David, you were never getting Anger. Why would you watch Angerfoot? You were never getting it, man.
It was literally just to spite Carl.
Thank you. Okay. No, not thank you. Why am I saying
thank you?
Thank you. Yeah, links to the spite, dude.
I love spite.
You know what? I mean, I can't
live off spite.
Can't believe Elise let this slide. I'm going to take Destiny 2 the final shape.
Oh, no. I deliberately didn't pick that.
I'm pretty sure Destiny.
Yeah, you know, the last Destiny one only got a 71, I think.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, but
I picked Destiny last year and it was bad.
You got screwed by Destiny.
They did. But I think they focused a lot on this one.
Didn't they just fire like 100 people?
They did. Yeah.
They did. Like, literally everyone like a did. So.
No, honestly, like, every single day we're getting reports of multiple teams like laying off.
Wait till this team fires the people.
Yeah, Elise is someone who works at a game developer. Been pretty stressing about that thing.
get ready to learn Canadian, Pridge.
What?
Carl, take this away from Jason.
we'll come back from the edit.
I don't edit this podcast.
I know. So I have one of two picks. One I'm not going to take out of respect for Pridge because of the great yes. So I'm going to go Frostpunk 2.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
That one looks
solid, like 80-85.
Yeah.
To be fair, thought that about City Skylines 2 last year. You know what fucked me?
I did not like Frostpunk 1. It reviewed great. I thought it was boring.
City Skylines 2 fucked because they put teeth on all the people.
They did put too many teeth in that game. Too many teeth.
Let me pick a game for Vic.
Wait, I like the unannounced thing. See if there's more unannounced games.
Someone could actually pick that one.
Just type like un-A. Like,
oh, there's a couple unannounced that
next Civilization game.
Next Civ game.
But what if that actually comes out? I'm not going to pick that.
That's not coming out.
Nobody's going to pick
those are all kind of real. I'm not going to pick that.
Yeah, jump deep in these pages, though. We can pass the shit here.
Last
jump
page.
Deep in these pages.
Unannounced new Metro game? That feels pretty sick.
That's literally not happening. Do that.
There we go.
Unannounced new Golden Sun game. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, they just put Golden Sun on Nintendo Switch Online. Could happen.
Yeah,
incredibly unlikely. But
did they have like an Earthbound or Mother, which is never happening? You could do that for sure.
Mother 5.
Pretty sure Mother 3 is on there.
Is it really? Oh, wow.
Just for the shits and gigs, I'm going to read you guys the rest of my watch list because we got through pretty much everything, but there are some ones here. So I have the full release of Deltarune. Which I would note that the release date is slotted as 2023.
Didn't Toby already confirm he's going to release stuff without it being the final release, too?
Yes, I thought it was funny that it was on here.
So he was going to release 3, 4, and 5. He's announced now he's probably just going to do 3 and 4 for the next drop, but they're pretty well done.
That could happen this year, and that would count for it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Foam Stars, we already talked about it. Project L, I thought would be hilarious to draft.
Yeah. Chris, that's on my watch
list. On my watch list too. Yeah,
it's not real. But
they demoed it at Evo. It's gotta be coming out this year.
Hey, David, you know the first time a person played that game? Take a wild guess of the year. 2019.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say. Oh. Fuck.
Damn.
That game is
brutal.
False.
It was when they made their first announcement of like they're doing different games, like the Darkstalker game.
I'm sticking to my fucking guns, bitches. I'm taking Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Because fuck you. That's why.
I can't believe
it's actually coming out this year. Is
that Kristen, did you pick that specifically so that we can have Vic counterpick it?
No. I picked it because I'm all in on Skull and Bones, motherfuckers.
It's really funny.
All right, folks. I believe, Chris, confirm from your screen. I believe it is counterpick time.
Skull and Bones? It is.
It is counterpick time. So again, we're trying to pick games that either we don't think will come out or will do badly. And hey, I'm gonna be honest, none of the games on any of our lists are gonna do badly.
Really
so
honestly, this is a really, really solid draft.
Now, so Going with
and
my
also reminder, here, don't pick not, games from Vic.
Yeah,
no, unless you want to pick the two that are going to lose you points.
Yeah.
Now, going off my theme here, I should be taking very big chances with my counter picks. So I should take like the fucking, I don't know,
Hades 2.
Hades 2, yeah, sure. Now, the only I'm not doing that because fuck you. The actual logic is either take the Indiana Jones game because it's never coming out. Yeah,
that's what I was going to do.
Or do what I'm going to do, which is taking Angerfoot.
You fool! You fool!
I think that's a bad choice, but
it's gonna do fine. Ooh. But honestly, I don't think it's gonna do well enough that
I think it's gonna get like a 78.
So here's the thing: we do need to counterpick for Vic.
Yeah.
Give her Skull and Bones. It's only fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want that though? Because it will get points. I mean, I guess yeah.
I don't know if it will get points.
I think if Vic was here, she would have counterpicked now, and that seems like a very valid
Hear me out.
I would say there's more viable counterpicks than that.
Yes, but if Skull and Bones miraculously gets a bunch of points, Zach, Vic can yell at me, and that'll be fun.
I would say, Zach, but would Vic pick them?
That's true.
I think Vic would actually pick Skull and Bones here, no joke, just to spite Chris. I think, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
More than the thing of anything else, she would counterpick. No, she would counterpick Skull and Bones.
Okay. If
Skull and Bones, where are my boners at?
This is a tough choice. Ew. This is really tough here.
Mm-hmm. If they fervently
like,
disagree with that,
I'm gonna have to pick a good game. We're fucked. Yeah. Yeah.
If they hate that, Chris, let me know.
I know, but last one I still got.
Yeah, yeah, right. We can figure something out.
I could have picked Suicide Squad last year too. Like, there's choices still on the board for me last year. There was not.
I debated like as a joke drafting it, but I was like, I can't. Like everything on my list theoretically in a world could come out / get me points. That's no chance. I think it's any points.
I love that Halucha referred to people who play Skull and Bones as boners. That's
I said, where my boners at?
Oh, did you? I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it was very good, actually. I'll give Chris mad props on that one.
We're streaming that fucking game when it comes out. It's going to be on Games Pass.
It costs us nothing. Did they confirm it's on Game Pass already?
Day one, baby.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, thank God. Yeah, I'll stream it. What
about that? Hey, listen, that's why we're playing Power World next week, because it's on Game Pass. Yeah.
Fuck, I meant to draft Power World.
Shut up forever.
Who's on the Power World stream?
Whoever wants to be.
I was going to say, we could all be on the Power World stream.
Get me in there for sure.
Okay, good. Right. Thank God.
I mean, it's not PC Game Pass. I'll play
gotta run a Pokemon sweatshop.
As we enslave Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point to move on. So.
Bro, your name is fucking cum. I don't want to fucking hear about moving on.
C-U-N, human under Mexico, choking under Malaysia. Come on, dude. Okay. I'm not confident that the Indiana Jones game doesn't come out, so I'm going to go for a high-risk, high-reward thing. I'm going to go Hollow Knight.
Oh, that's really high risk.
That's
a pretty good pick, actually.
Oh. Yeah, honestly, like my gut reaction was coming out, you idiot. But then I'm like, no, all probably right. Actually, like maybe isn't.
You want to see how confident? You want to see how confident I am in this, Carl? Counterpicking Beyond Good and Evil 2. You can't drop it. It's not coming out this year.
that was such an easy counter.
I forgot he picked that.
That's
right.
That's fair.
Sorry, I thought I dreamed that.
And to be fair, if that comes out and I didn't pick it, I deserve to lose. Like, that's...
I feel like if that gets a release date, you have to just like give up on fantasy this year.
David, what if it comes out though and it's so bad that you get a bunch of points from it and win?
Then I still lose because it's bad, Zach.
You beautiful, beautiful mind.
I still lose. I just lose in my heart incredible. Instead of a fantasy critic.
Listen to me.
Elise, you're up for a counter pick.
Fuck. Okay, I'm just gonna work through my thoughts because it doesn't matter. I know one.
Please don't pick this. Please don't pick this, Elise.
Yeah, Indiana Jones game, definitely an option. Princess Peach Showtime is an option.
Stop saying options.
It's Nintendo.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
Mario Golf got really bad ratings, Chris.
it's still a substantial risk.
It's Nintendo, yeah.
I don't think Avowed is coming out this year, and I don't think Destiny 2 The Final Shape is going to get super high reviews. And I'm
I love those games.
But... I'm honestly surprised nobody's picked either Avowed or Indiana Jones because they're both
blown
risks.
Away. No one's taking and the Indiana Jones.
As a reminder, if you counterpick someone's game, it's locked. They cannot drop it.
Yeah, they can't drop it. Which fucked me last year.
Did it?
Yeah.
I could. You counterpicked me. I couldn't.
Did that fuck you that badly? I guess it did.
I mean, well,
gonna drop it or not.
Redfall fucked Zach more than anything, but
yeah, Redfall fucked me more than anything. Redfall and counterpicking Armored Core.
Oh, I forgot to counterpick that. Core. That was a mistake. Yeah.
We didn't know it was coming out.
All right. Getting in the air. What do we got here?
Did Elise counterpick it?
Yeah. Picked the Indiana Jones game.
Oh, okay. Damn it. That was going to be my backup.
I'm blown away. It's literally not coming out. Like, that's not coming out this year.
Hey, Chris, you know what's coming out less than the Indiana Jones game? Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Fridge, don't pick my game.
I am going to counterpick Destiny 2.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fair. That's fair.
Jason, please don't do it to me.
I
know exactly what game I'm
picking. Please don't do it to me.
I'm counterpicking,
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
No.
It's not coming out.
And it's going to score a 60.
It has a hard release
today.
Please don't do it to me, Jason.
Two.
Yes. Sorry. It
your mic ate what it, most of that.
Was... Hey. Ooh, Wolf Among Us 2.
No! That was
because I know Telltale in that game is either going to be bad or not coming out.
Yep, that's exactly
Here's the thing. I'm very confident it's coming out this year. I don't think it's going to be good.
Yeah. I think it might score like a 75.
Yeah.
3 out of your 5 games have been counterpicked, Chris.
Well, yeah.
What's Chris's last game? Oh, Dreadwolf?
Okay. Also,
that's coming out November 2022. Actually,
let's also be clear. One of those is fucking Hollow Knight, which is a terrible counterpick.
Zach, I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good. I just realized nobody counterpicked Dragon Age Dreadwolf, which is not coming out this year.
But what if it does?
Summer 2022.
Guess what? I do the same thing I did last year and fucking lose off of that.
Yeah, you know what? I like that. I like
that. That's
fair.
Your entire board is fucking lost.
Wait, Zach, me to the Hollower though.
I feel like Mina the Hollow is more likely. Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
Dude, like literally half that studio got fucking laid off last year.
Yeah, Chris, exactly. They haven't even shown gameplay of Dreadwolf.
Yeah.
Summer 2024 is a harder date than Mina the Hollowers sometime.
No, they said December 2023.
I think it differs between AAA studios and indies. If an indie says it's coming out a year, I'll believe it.
Also,
if a AAA studio says
Yacht Club said December 2023 and then delayed
Chris's
it.
Chris's entire thing being locked in.
Yeah, that's also Yacht. Let me make sure there's nothing else.
David, Yacht Club delayed Shovel Knight by 2.5 years.
The only other ones that I would pick would be Frostpunk 2, because it doesn't have a hard release date.
That was their first game, though, Chris. And they made, like, several expansions at this point. I feel like they have a better idea on how long it takes.
Me and Zach played Telltale a little too
much. Or Little Nightmares 3, because it also doesn't have a release date. But I think that has a good chance of coming out. So, yeah, we're gonna go Dreadwolf.
I can't believe that made my...
Would you say that counterpick was slick?
No.
No, fuck you.
On that note,
that took me a while.
Oh, God.
Eat my absolute ass, Zach. Jesus Christ.
Well, I would, but it's going to be very... Never mind.
No!
Chris left the call in the stream.
He deleted his fucking webcam. That was
good. Oh, that was good, Chris. That was good.
It would have been better if I knew where the webcam button was instantly and I didn't have to search for it.
So, worth noting, after just the draft, Jason is predicted to win.
Oh, God. That's fucking wild.
That's a mistake, because I should be predicted to win.
Yeah, okay, Chris.
I'm predicted to lose? Come on, now.
All right, real quick, let's go through...
predicted to do very bad.
Carl's predicted worse than me. I drafted Skull and Bones in 2 games.
I mean, the prediction algorithm doesn't understand not releasing.
Yeah, predicted points pretends everything's coming out.
I know, but even the game is like...
Oh, sorry, here, Carl. Let me. I'll turn projections on so you all can see it while we go through this. Do we want to go through each person's? They can say what they drafted, and then we can close out.
Sure. Good? Yeah. Honestly, the stream went way shorter than I thought it was going to. So good job.
We moved a lot quicker than in previous years.
We also had 2 less people than last time.
Yeah.
That's true too.
All right, Zach, you're up first.
First round draft picks, I picked Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, then Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree DLC, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, Avowed, and I got counterpicked on it, but I also picked the Indiana Jones game, which we believe is going to be called Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
Was that in a...
Also, that's a really bad name. Seeing.
Yes, it's a stupid title.
Okay.
Where did...
But it's...
Where was that? I don't remember seeing
for
that.
For a game that isn't coming out.
It basically just got revealed today. Here's the reason why I think both Avowed and Indiana Jones are coming out. They're both slated to appear at Xbox's thing next week.
Yeah, that's fair.
And every game that was announced at Xbox's thing last year came out.
That's that you know year. What? That's fair.
That's my insider trading speculation.
I just think you're insane. Like it's Todd Howard's baby. I think they would have showed more off already if it was coming out. Yeah.
Chris, I felt like picking Xbox games that didn't have the literal date on the end was probably bad form for me. And Zach also counterpicked Dragon Age Red Wolf.
Yes. I don't think that's coming out this year.
All right. Mine is knock three times on the ceiling if you want FE, which I do want FE, but it's not coming out probably. What's your?
I love that you got a game last year. You picked it last year and didn't pick it this year.
How dare you?
Oh, actually, you didn't know that we could draft games later.
I didn't know we could do that.
I know what Jason's drafting this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Tekken 8, Princess Peach Showtime, Star Wars Outlaws, Little Nightmares 3, and Rise of the Ronin. I counterpicked The Wolf Among Us 2 because if it does come out, it's not going to be great.
Probably going to be like 75.
Yeah. Because Telltale Games.
I think it'll get points. But
it's first of all, Wolf Among Us 1, solid game, but they're not the greatest things among creation.
Chris, I did look at the Telltale's Expanse because they did that this past year. They got a 76, so good luck.
Yeah, that's the only thing the new Telltale has made has been just okay. So yeah.
I kind of picked that last year because Carl took it.
Bridge you up.
Alright, my team is Alan Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Very good.
I went pretty JRPG heavy and got Persona 3 Reload, Metaphor ReFantasio, Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, Unicorn Overlord, and then my only non-JRPG right now is Earthblade. And then I counterpicked Destiny 2 because I just don't trust Bungie in general, really.
That's fair, and I felt a little bit of regret after I said I was picking it, but I felt like I was locked in at that point, so here we are. Elise, you're up.
Yeah, so I'm G-Type Games, and I got Dragon's Dogma 2, Paper Mario the Thousand-Year Door Remake, that's definitely going to do good, Warhammer 40k, Space Marine 2, Homeworld 3, and Undernight Inbreath 2, System Celeste.
And your counterpick.
Oh, and I kind of picked the Untitled Machine Games Indiana Jones game that Zach took.
Yep.
I hate Undernight Inbreath names.
They're so bad.
They're so
worst.
Whoever names they're games so like funny. That should be tried.
They're worse than Guilty Gear. And Guilty Gear's names are horrendous.
Guilty Gear Exard.
Exard. Red 3.
I mean, at least Strive is normal.
Yes, that's the best name they've ever had.
Hey, it's wild that that's their best-selling game, too.
Yeah. It has the worst matchmaking system God's ever created.
It's almost like the names might be related a little bit to how they sell. All right, I'm up.
It is almost like that, David.
I'm up next with Septuple Suitable Games. I first picked Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail, and then Microsoft Flight Sim 2024, Soccer 2 Heart of Chernobyl. Chernobyl? Words are hard. The Rise of the Golden Idol. Here.
Yeah.
It is spelled wrong.
It is wrong. Wow.
And then last pick, Destiny 2, The Final Shape. And my counter pick, which hurt me to do in ways that I cannot describe, was Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Broke two fucking MMO expansions, and neither of them are for the fucking company he works at.
I can't pick those games.
No, I know.
Just a heads up, that is an acceptable spelling of Chernobyl.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Like a lot of Eastern European words, you have those multiple ways of spelling them. So
I assumed that OpenCritic fucked up, not that the developer fucked up. Just to make that clear.
That honestly might be the more like ethically correct way to say it in that area, even.
That's fair.
Sure, the ERN might be more westernized. I don't know. I'm just guessing because they're that's from fair. The area, so they probably know the most proper way to spell it.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Carl.
Looking at the box art for the game, the box art is C-H-E-R, so I think that's the website fucked up. Eh.
But that's also a English box art for a game that's
quite natively in a different language.
Good point.
Hi, Rev. Metro isn't called Metro in fucking Russia.
Good. Crying under Monaco. We're start off with another Crab's Adventure.
Good bit, actually.
moving on to the Plucky Squire.
Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is coming out. Don't worry about it. Sorry, David. Frostpunk 2 and Anger Foot. That broke something. I counterpicked Hollow Knight.
Carl, I don't know why you apologized for giving me a free counterpick for 0 points.
No, because it hurt you morally.
That's fair.
You did say it hurt you morally.
I said it hurt me in ways I can't explain. But yeah.
Yeah.
Vic's not here, so I will read for them. Only got two real picks. That's Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, and Hades 2.
Guaranteed 15 points. Guaranteed points if it comes out.
Pretty much guaranteed points as long as they both come out. And some garbage games will be placed later. And a counter pick of Skull and Bones, because that's free
Skull
real estate.
Skull Bones?
That's free oceanside real estate.
Good.
And then Chris?
Here, surely Silk Song comes out this year, right? We're all picking. We're high risk, high reward, baby. That's why
we Hail Mary of video games.
That's why we picked Hollow Knight Silk Song, a game that's definitely coming out. Dragon Age Dreadwolf, a game that's definitely coming out. The Wolf Among Us 2, a game that's definitely going to be good. And Skull and Bones, a game. We also picked Vina the Hollower, which will come out and probably be very good.
Yeah.
The only game that hasn't been counterpicked.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think counterpicking Hollow Knight is way stupider than counterpicking Mina the Hollower, but that's just me.
You know what, Chris? I agree with that statement. and a counterpick.
Because, Carl, if that comes out, you lose. Like,
it's not coming out. I'm so sure, dude.
Even if it doesn't come out, I think Carl will lose.
Hold on,
Zach, I did get last year,
so maybe I have no ground.
I mean,
to stand.
Zach did also pick Redfall before we all knew it was trash.
In the interest of fairness, I did also do all of my other picks while we were doing this, and I also picked incredibly risky games for all of them.
I love that.
Nice, you built your entire board,
yeah.
Oh, with
games that have an average of like a 30% chance of coming out.
Chris. Holy crap.
Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna bid on a couple, but dang, you guys.
I have six bids. I expect at least some of them to go through.
Fridge, all of mine are easy. They were announced like 6 years ago and they're still not out.
I mean, to be fair.
If these get announced,
I'm not sure I cried for.
No. I thought about it. That would have been really funny.
Oh, even I can't believe you picked The Wolf Among Us 2 and not that with the way your
the,
theme
the two going. Games I was like, I'm not doing it, no chance because they're never coming out, are Beyond Good and Evil and Metro Prime 4. Those games do not exist.
Unless.
There was gameplay of Beyond Good and Evil 2. Unless. I've seen it.
Yeah.
When?
Don't worry
like
about
3 years ago?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, a lot's changed.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, the creative director retired to a farm in France.
is that just how Eve Gilmore?
Oh, sorry, not a farm, a wildlife sanctuary. I got that wrong. But
Jesus Christ!
Okay. And that's not a joke. He literally retired to a wildlife sanctuary.
I think Eve killed that guy and doesn't want you to know about it.
Let's see. Which one of us picks Metal Gear Solid Delta?
Thought about it.
God.
Same.
And just out of curiosity before we end here, out of the projected points, Jason is projected to win so far. Followed by Pridge, Elise, Zach, me, Vic, Chris, and then somehow Carl's behind Chris.
Carl's behind Vic.
And the first
thing—that's true. Vic has three games that aren't real.
Well, yeah, but that's because of the two games Vic has, which are both like probably estimated at like a 90.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, projected points is never as high. Projected points almost never gives you a 90.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
It's projecting 12 for the new Final Fantasy 14 expansion. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's projecting that Hades 2 will get only 10 points.
Yeah.
If Hades 2 comes out, it's getting more than 10 points.
It'll get 10 points just for the horny artwork alone. It'll get another 10 points for the gameplay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's projecting one for Angerfoot.
Dude, okay, you know what? Halucha, clip that, and then if Angerfoot only gets a 71 on OpenCritic, please post that.
That's really good.
I have a fun experiment. Can we all guess what Angerfoot's going to get, and then whoever is closest wins?
Ooh,
74. Okay. 74.
And, they get one extra point at the end of the year. Who cares?
74.
82.
68.
73.
76.
I already said 76.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Sorry. Fuck. Well, that was the number I was going to take. 78, then.
There you go.
86, I believe in my baby.
What is
Carl?
Carl has to believe in it. He picked it first.
It's a Devolver game, and it does actually look fun.
82. It's good. You can play the demo. It's out right now.
82.
Are you being paid?
Hey, Devolver, give me money.
Listen, I know I don't pay you enough, but like, damn.
Hey, Devolver, let's talk about some of your other games, though, Devolver.
Send
I'm not going to say, because I might be bidding on them after this.
Oh, Carl, I will get you a code for this game. That's not a joke. I will get you, like, okay. We routinely get games from Devolver. I will get you the
We've increased the SEO of that game somehow. Cosmo.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to our 2024 Fantasy Critic. It's been fun.
This was fun.
We will actually do updates and probably do save data casts for more this year. Too many things came out last year, and we lost track and didn't do save data casts for like 6 months. But we're back.
That's on us.
We here. We doing save data casts again.
He hates it.
We'll be back, I believe, next week or the week after with Game of the Year, depending on how schedules work out, probably.
According to the calendar, it's next Thursday.
Yeah.
Go.
Next Thursday also Prince of Persia comes out, so like
Next Friday, Power World.
That's my point. Prince of Persia and Power World come out next week, so like Game of the Year might move, but it's probably next week.
Sure.
So. Oh god, I'm gonna need to actually figure out what games I played and rank them.
That's why I keep a spreadsheet, Elise. And I know that's the nerdiest thing I could have fucking said.
On there twice.
I did have a spreadsheet, and then I just didn't add to it this year. I just forgot.
Keep that shit updated like the giant nerds that we are.
Zach, are we doing the Mario thing tomorrow, or are we just not doing anything tomorrow?
Let's not do it, because I want Jason and Rob there for that, and they can't make it. So, and I also don't have it really prepped. So,
we'll be maybe back for a stream tomorrow, maybe not for you live folks. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll do it. So, thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back when we're back. See you, folks. Have a good rest of your day.
Good night, everyone.
Don't forget to save your data.
Very good.